This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny morning show. Got it all for you here at the Alice, including Outside Lands tickets. Just keep it here on Alice all day long, all this week. Listen for code words. We did ours at 8.05 in the morning. There's another chance at 12.05 around lunchtime. And Jane's got you three times this afternoon, 4.05 and 6.05, all in the 05s. We give you a code word, you text it to our contest line, you're in the running for the three-day passes. It's huge. August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet. Keep it here. We are Outside Land Central. Hello and welcome to your Thursday.
Thanks.
So close to Friday, you can taste it in the air. Everyone's so excited. I'm walking around the building thinking, oh, could you taste it? Yeah, just it's there. It's a little hint of Friday.
Thursday is a day of hope.
A hope that you make it to Friday?
Yeah.
I hope I can hang in there. I'm hoping! Anyway, Justin Bieber's in the news today because the people who used to work for him are all really worried about him. His current team is like, nah, the guy's fine. Don't worry about it. We love our job so much.
We love him wasted.
Yeah, we just love him, and we love to keep working for him. So there is something up with Justin Bieber. Like, I don't know what it is, but like, he's either crying or he's wearing very little clothes and sitting in snow, or he's outside of his place in New York City and he looks like a homeless person, like with a robe and one slipper. Like, I don't know. I feel like where there's smoke, there's fire. So,
do you think it's the Diddy thing?
Hmm.
Everyone keeps saying bad stuff happened to this kid.
Mm-hmm. There's video of him going, you know, he's 15 years old and they sent him to Camp Diddy. That can't have been. And he's a pretty religious kid. Like, on and off, he's
now.
Been. Yeah, but even I think that he probably was as a little kid with his mom and everything.
Okay.
And then he met Diddy and went wild. Went to the freak offs.
You know.
And then came back to it pretty hard then. You're right.
I think you might classify my childhood as wild. What he had access to is a whole nother
right.
universe well, of wild.
It's when you get famous at a certain age, and I mean like big famous, they say it's, and it apparently, you know, it's like some psychiatric term, right? Arrested development.
Yep.
Like you hit a point where this is where you're at, and then the people around you are treating you like that, and you become a grown person in that, on that plane. That's where it stopped. Mm-hmm. So he's like frozen in time as a 15-year-old. He acts like a 15-year-old. Nobody ever asked anything more of him than he was able to give, as long as the money kept running in, and, you know, as long as they said yes, they could keep working for him.
I mean, he's a guy that doesn't work and he just had a kid. I don't know how that's affecting his mental health. I don't know what's going on there, but I do think.
And he's talked about those struggles. He canceled a whole tour. And apparently that's right. Where a lot of his problems are coming from right now. Having canceled that tour, there are people saying that this dude's not just broke. He's like in massive debt.
Oh, I have not heard any of that.
Well, here's the thing. None of us really know this for sure. There's an article in the Hollywood Reporter that is talking. They've been talking to people who used to work for Justin Bieber.
Okay.
And of course, his current management and the people who are currently
fired people. Okay.
And by the way, here's how you get fired when someone is suffering from arrested development. You tell them no. Mm. And they go, I'm going to go ahead and find myself someone who will tell me yes. Mm. So it is hard to deny that something is up with Justin Bieber. So Hollywood Reporter article, one of these, you're right, fired people, said, seeing him disintegrate like this, it's like watching the embodiment of someone not living their purpose. He's lost. There is no one protecting him because there's no one there willing to say no to him. You say no, you get blown out. The article claims that Justin is something like $20 million in debt. He canceled his world tour, the Justice World Tour, and it was a couple of years ago. It was in 2022. And they're saying that cost him a ton of money. I don't know how that is. It just that he didn't make the money or that he wound up owing promoters all kinds of money. That was like a big touted tour. And I don't know how far into it any of it was, if it even started yet and they had to do refunds on tickets. I have no idea.
I think these companies take out major insurance policies just because they've got to. Like,
and you would think that would have paid it off, right?
I would, right. Because I think that not only are you dealing with mental health, but physical. Someone can just get sick and now five shows are canceled.
Right.
If not more.
So he owed AEG, which is the tour promoter, about $20 million for canceling that. So the tour promoter had fronted all that money and they were like, well, we want our money back. And so
but I would have thought that he has $20 million. So like, he owes them that money. He pays them that money.
Scratches out that check. He should have that kind of money in the bank.
Well, there's the cancellation led to financial consequences. Bieber allegedly owing a substantial portion of $40 million advance. So that wasn't the advance. The advance was $40 million he received. So some of that he has to.
So he's got to pay that back and $20 million. But still, to me, he's a $200 million guy. Like, I feel like there has to be.
He's saying no, that's not true. I don't know all that money, but
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, for them to be saying he's broke and is $20 million in debt.
I'm saying like, $300 million is what he's worth.
How can he possibly be okay, fine. Even if he has to come up with $100 million to pay everybody back for canceling this tour, he still has $200 million. So there's some stuff in the Hollywood Reporter talking about this. And then People Magazine went to Justin's current people.
Okay.
And said, well, tell us about this. And they said, that's just clickbait stupidity. Elsewhere in the People story, a source says Justin is facing a lot of different demons right now. He's making some really poor decisions lately, further impacting friendships, money, and business. So there's something. I don't know what it is. I don't know if we should be worried about him. It doesn't feel like a Britney situation yet, but it also doesn't feel like he's doing excellent.
Well, and maybe he'll never sing again, but this is a guy who, when he decides to, he can make all that money and more. And
he must have more money just rolling in.
AEG will be like, yeah, we'd love to have do that tour, even though you did cancel the last one. We'll take this one too.
Yeah, even though the insurance is going to cost us double what
it
cost us last time.
It doesn't matter, we're in.
We'll absolutely
do it. Because he's a money truck when he goes and does shows.
Yeah. And he hasn't toured since then. I'm sure that there's plenty of people who are like, yeah, I would totally go see Justin Bieber.
I would take my daughters to go see him.
Oh, are they huge fans?
Huge. They're huge fans of music. And yes, they listen to Bieber.
Oh.
But he hasn't put out anything new. And young people only want to hear the new stuff. When I tell them, this is an important record, they go, oh, right. This is the greatest band. And I forgot. You say that every day. Mm. And every day, then I say, why,
you're
rotten
a good dad.
Little.
You're good. You're good. Because as much crap as they're giving you, they know that.
You need to know who this band is.
Fine, I do know now. They're probably getting a better music education than any other kids, because kids do that. They're like, your SE music from the 70s? No thanks, Mom.
I just want them to understand what came from what. That's all.
How did we get here?
The blues brought on Zeppelin. That's what they're from.
They stole all their stuff from the blues.
Right.
And their singer can't even really sing that well.
Oh.
But he's amazing.
I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah. He's just like...
I would have said... He's got the biggest head. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. You've said that. Pumpkinhead.
I met him and it was unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, some of my favorite singers are just like technically not the greatest singers. Of course, then you got like the Freddie Mercurys or the Ann Wilsons and they are incredible.
The person that I heard
interesting singers
in person that took my head clean off.
Oh, I know who you're going to say.
Who?
Pink.
Pink. Mm. Alicia.
Alicia.
Hey, I'm Alicia. Full straight handshake.
Yep. Looked you in the eye and sat down with us.
And then sang with just a guitar right there in the little...
Right, in the little green room we had outside.
I missed the little room. I just
we'd all the
out
listeners
there and
would
went,
be sitting
hey,
out
there's
there.
A printer in the green...
oh. Somebody clear that away. Make room for Pink. She's about to do a show.
She was phenomenal.
We're lucky. We've seen a few like up close and personal, like people who come on to perform on the air. And it, even to the point where sometimes you don't realize how special it is that Michael Franti is sitting there singing songs to you. And you're and oh, hey, I wrote Sarah a love song last night. That's his wife, Sarah Lua. And I'm going to let's debut it right now. And we're like, OK, sounds great. Go for it.
She's about to have a baby.
Another baby. Good for them. Mm-hmm. I know. That's nice. That kid, their older kid.
He's like 5 or 6.
Yeah, he's. I mean, the maybe even more than that because the pandemic's been 5 years and he was already like a 2-year-old, wasn't he?
I don't know if him and Edie were born the same year or not.
Oh, were they?
I don't know.
Oh.
But that's Edie's 6. Okay. So he would have been born in 18.
Is that Taj?
Yeah.
They say 4 on here.
That's more than
that. That can't be.
It can be.
He was born
big,
before the pandemic.
He's a Franti.
I know, but he was born before the pandemic. Because I had met him a bunch of times, and then they moved down to Bali. Maybe he is 4.
Sarah says no.
I say no to that, but what do I know? Nothing.
So 2018. So he is 7.
So he's 6.
Well, it depends on when he was born, right. Yeah. She'll be 7 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran. Hi, Ed. Oh, hello. He bought a pub and put it in his backyard.
What?
Somebody was had broken down like an old pub, and he was like, "Oh, I've got a barn back here. I'll trick it out, and we'll make it into the we'll make it into a pub." So he bought all the pieces by the bar and by the backdrop of the bar and all the stools and the bar stools.
New wood. He wants
the old thing.
Okay.
So he on eBay. He bought an old pub, the whole thing, and transferred it into a barn in his backyard. He modeled it after, he used the pieces, but I guess he used to go to some bar as a teenager. The drinking age in the UK is 18. So possibly he was legal when he went in. He said that the old pub has a counter and there's a tunnel to it. And in the tunnel, I built a listening room and there's a cinema. And that's kind of my less of a man cave and more of a man catacombs. You did tunnels? All through this thing? Under the barn? I don't know. He also apparently has a collection of movie props. And so those are in the catacombs. And he joked that it's where he throws ragers. And he named it Lancaster Lock. A lock like a, just like, not like a lake. Lock. L-O-C-K. Which is a combination of his mom's maiden name and his wife's mom's maiden name. Wow. Lancaster Lock.
So nice.
Yeah.
What a nice boy.
Well, isn't it nice to be like, oh, I'll buy that on eBay and this old barn here on my property. I'll just have someone come in here and make this into the catacombs of my dreams. That just seems fun. Luke Combs is one of the biggest names in all of country music. Sells out huge stadiums. They actually say here that of all the Diamond Certified Country songs, he has recorded 30% of them.
Luke Combs. Diamond certified is 10 million or one? What is diamond?
I thought Diamond was 10 million. But this would be of a specific song, not albums. Because I thought it was like a Diamond certified album. Could you see what it is for a single?
Yeah, it's an album or single that sold 10 million.
So it is 10 million. Yeah. Okay.
He says, or they're saying here in this story, he is a big name. But the only thing I really know Luke Combs from is he's the Fast Car cover guy, right? Okay, I'm getting a nod. I don't know any other songs from him. I'm not listening to any country music, but apparently of all the songs that have ever been done, he's huge, I'm being told by Bob.
I understand, but when you talk about country, that means you're talking about Johnny Cash and George Strait.
Willie Nelson.
Right, all these like...
Sure.
Legends.
Glenn Campbell.
The real like...
Roy Clark.
Like you use those words and it's legit. Legends.
He owns 30% of all Diamond certified country songs.
All right.
And out of the 18 singles he's released in his career so far, 16 have been number ones.
Wow. He knows what to do.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably lives in like the biggest mansion ever, right? No, he doesn't. He lives in a 2,000 square foot house. Here's his quote. I live in a 2,000 square foot house, man. It's two bedrooms. Me and my wife have a room. The boys share another room. We're always close together. It's always tight in there.
That'll change some point.
No, it's changing already. Oh, they're building something.
Right. Of course they are.
Yes, it's like it starts off with him. It's, hey, we just want to be real close together. Or do you? Because it seems like maybe you're building a mansion somewhere. My life is so normal outside when I'm playing a show. Like, I really don't do a whole lot of anything other than go play my shows and come home, spend my time with my wife and my kids. Their names are Tex and Bo.
Cute.
Of course they are. He says that unlike most celebrities, he and his wife, Nicole, do not have a nanny. It's just the four of them staying in the 2,000 square foot house is not what's happening.
No nanny.
Yeah. When asked why they don't have a bigger house, Nicole says, we're building. Yeah. They make it out like he lives in a little modest house. Meanwhile,
you know that story I was doing about the trends that are coming back from the olden days, and they brought back the pants and one of the things was something called tradwife. Do you know what tradwife means?
Is it traditional wife?
Yes. As in the stay-at-home mom, that's like a
raises the kids,
that trend
makes the
is
dinner
back. Like that's making, you know, they're circling back to, you know, it was fun when we didn't have to go deal with work and kids.
Mm.
I watch
Which
it.
Is absolutely if it's, you want if that's what you want, then you should be able to do that.
Absolutely, working the missus, like she works and does kids, and it's I look at her and think, oy. It's a lot.
Yes, it is a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot. It's choice.
It's too much for me, and I'm doing it too. I get home and I'm like, right in the door. All right, let's go shoot hoops or whatever.
Kids. They're everything.
They just want stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, throw it on the pile. I also need. What the?
Should you get a pad of paper? I actually have a list for you. Got some stuff for you. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Are Americans ignoring symptoms that could be serious?
Oh my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, we're not Googling that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. See pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
I'll do it.
All right. There's a picture of me up there.
Yeah, there's my you on a hot tub.
Yeah. Looking good. Damn, girl.
I don't know. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special.
Oh,
that's right.
That
get
show.
Your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a
what?
Week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show.
Woo!
You know that joke Sarah told? You'll hear it again on Saturday.
Probably.
The best of what happened on the show the past week. Every Saturday morning on Alice.
Sweat.
Check it out. Are Americans ignoring symptoms that could be serious? That's the question I asked you.
I feel like we're not. I feel like all we do is Google it.
Yeah, we're going. Right. I think the opposite. We're going insane.
Right.
With the internet
and what
doctors
would we be ignoring
would be probably the one thing they'd want is for Google to say, ask your doctor. Mm.
You should really consult a professional about this. They should have a look.
Medical
Maybe
question
do a blood test.
Goes right to ask right. your doctor. Stop.
Yeah.
The internet. 6 in 10 Americans admit they ignore symptoms that don't feel serious. Okay. Slightly more than half, but I still don't believe it. I think most people go,
what could this be? Oh, God, it's cancer, obviously.
Well, I mean, but then you go, oh, come on, that's not.
Yeah. You know, I feel like most people Google symptoms once or twice and get so scared by what they find
they
on there
entirely.
That they stop doing that. Because I definitely don't do that anymore.
I would say the idea of ignoring a something that's not, you know, so painful or so obviously a problem also has to do with the
lack of available doctors.
Yeah, the difficulty of getting into a doctor office.
It is quite remarkable how universal this has become.
This new urgent care, like that's the new, I've got to,
something's wrong,
I got to go to urgent care because darn it, my doctor won't see me for 3 months.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know.
You can even really have you call your doctor's office and say, there's something really wrong. I feel like I need to see you. Okay, well, we've got, let's see, June 21st.
It's really pretty bad.
I might die before then.
So.
Well, then you should go to urgent care.
I think some of this is that it's really difficult to get in to see your doctor. The other day, this is just funny. This isn't serious. The missus goes, can you feel this real quick? And she holds out her hand and she points to where she wants me to feel. And it's on her finger and it's on her finger joint. And it's
on
right
the palm side,
on
lowest
the palm
finger.
Side, lowest knuckle, closest to your hand.
Middle finger.
She goes, can you feel that? And I feel it. And I go, and I hold out my hand and I have the exact same nub in the exact same spot.
Why do you have that?
I don't know.
What is it?
I have no idea. But
can I feel it?
Yeah, come here. We both have it. I don't put your thumb right where my thumb was. Mm. Feel it? Mm-hmm. So she has the exact same nub. I have no idea how it got there. I have no idea what it's from. It doesn't hurt. I don't know why she's got the same one that I've got.
How weird. And it's not even really like a pointy thing. It's just a nub. It's like a wider
it's like
spot.
A little, if
it, is it on your other fingers too?
No.
Only that one.
It's
on
this,
the,
that's
kind of
why
on the
it
side.
Was so weird. She goes, feel this. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. And I held my hand out because I have the same one.
Do you both flip the bird a lot?
Oh, is
well,
it a bird
sure.
flipping
move? I mean,
move?
We're definitely a middle
that
finger
is the
family.
Finger.
I mean,
sure. Of course.
You know, I've got the kids.
Yeah. Working them all the time.
Yeah, I mean, right. They know how to double bird. Juggle them the whole bit.
Yeah. Oh, juggling. That's
anyway,
a skill.
Crank it up.
We're not worried. We're just going to, you know, keep the nub and the finger until something bad happens. I wouldn't want to lose this finger. It's an important one.
Yeah.
You see it.
Just an excuse to flip Sarah off. I see.
I was not.
You were.
Spring cleaning.
Oh,
here
I
we
love
go again.
It. Oh my God, spring cleaning. Tell me all the things I got to get rid of, Vinny.
A new spring cleaning poll found that if you haven't converted your garage into an Airbnb yet, then there's a good chance it's full of junk. Oh. I don't know how many people have done that. For real. Nobody, right?
People have. They can make, you can make, especially in this area where people are like, I can't afford a hotel or whatever, but I want to come and enjoy San Francisco. You can be like, yeah, I got a shed out back. Put two beds in it, and there's a porta potty there, and have at it. $650 a night.
A third of Americans say their garage is at least half filled with clutter.
Yeah, I don't even have a garage in mine. It's half filled with clutter. I built extra buildings to fill them with clutter.
Oh, your sheds are filled with stuff?
Oh, my God. Poor John. I store everything in his shed. I'm like, can you put this in your shed? He's like, no. I'm like, well, where else is it going to go, hon? Bring it out there. You know what to do.
The trash.
No, it's not going in the trash.
Wait a minute. So you ask, he answers, and then you keep asking as in him, you must do this anyway.
Oh, you didn't know that's how it works? That never happens at your house? Hey, could you?
That's
oh, you
why
can't?
My marriage
I think
has
you can.
A lot more winter than your marriage, yeah. As I was saying yesterday.
My winter is nothing but summer. My marriage is nothing but summer. My winter is summery.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the problem. Yeah.
You got to say yes more. That's all.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's probably true.
Yeah.
But if you're asking a question,
right.
Asked, answered.
Yeah.
What?
No, there's never just that. That seems like such a short exchange.
Now
I need to keep asking. Yeah. Well, there it is.
There's the problem.
I like, he tells me no to something and I just start laughing like, oh my God, you're adorable. You're so cute. All right. What's it going to take? By the way, that, never mind.
What?
I'll tell you about it some other time.
Tell me now.
No, it's useless.
No, what?
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. Everybody's hanging.
I think I'm in real trouble with the hot tub. That's all.
Like, why?
Because we're naked in there. Well, and I'm like.
You know what happens when.
I do.
When I'm naked ladies are around, you know, boys.
I'm well aware. And now 2 days in a row, I'm like.
Oh, you put out yesterday?
This is. And the day before.
Oh,
and it's
no.
Yes. I'm like, okay, so this is. That's why I think that's why I wanted to buy some bathing suits yesterday.
You got to put this in the ads. Are you kidding? Guys are going to be lining up to get hot tubs.
Well, just, you know, we're out there, we're having fun, we're laughing, we're both naked. Next thing you know, I'm like, Jesus, again? Like, I'm not doing this this weekend. He goes, you might be. We're going to be naked in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah, especially on a Friday.
I'm like, all right, take this stuff and put it in your shed right now.
Oh, that is wonderful to hear. Good for you guys.
Uh-huh. It's good.
It is. It's great.
Miller Lite and Pringles are teaming up.
Oh, my God, two of my favorites. Yeah,
Pringles are not
I actually love Pringles. I think they're delicious.
You do?
Yes, I love them. And I'm unabashed. Like, I get it. They're like potato food. They're not
all potato.
No, they're just, I love them.
All right.
And I can't stop. Once you, what is it? Once you pop, you can't stop. Or something. I literally can't. And I'll get that greasy hand from reaching my hand down in there to get it. I can't seem to force myself to turn it over. I got to reach in. You know, get the greasy hand to get in there.
Well, no, because I don't eat Pringles.
Well, you're missing out. And I just want regular. I don't like all the new flavors.
The new flavors include, as we get into summer.
What do you got?
Beer can chicken flavored Pringles and grilled beer brat flavored Pringles.
I do like a grilled beer brat.
Light nice. Beer. They've teamed up with light beer from Miller, and they're bringing you two limited edition flavors.
I'm
next
not
time you go shopping, look for those.
Yeah.
You know you'll be out.
I've decided to not shop hungry anymore.
Oh, good. Well, that's smart.
It is. I go home, I eat, and then I go back out and shop.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it on the way home anymore.
Not if I can help it. It's only been a week, so a week and a half, whatever it's been.
Poor thing.
And putting out like twice this week. What the actual... Leave me alone.
Poor Sarah.
So
jeez.
Busy.
You're so
very put upon. I'm very sad. Put upon right now.
Oh, Sarah.
Really? More things?
It'll be okay.
It won't.
You're loved.
I mean, I do feel loved. But then he tells me, you know, guys will bang anything. So it's like, I could just be any chick sitting in there naked and that's it.
You don't need to restate that quote. Is there like a quota of times you got to restate that so that you remember?
It really stung. It stung. Like, how does this dress look? Don't worry, Sarah. Guys will bang anything.
Poor Sarah.
I know. I am really feeling sorry for myself lately.
Is that right?
No. Oh. Yes. No. I mean, I'm doing what I can. He's hobbling around the backyard.
Yeah, he's getting around. So what's the problem?
She's got so much to do, Vinny.
He doesn't go to the supermarket anymore.
Right.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Thank you for understanding, Maddie. It doesn't feel like you're...
The whole rest of the world's like, we still don't know what you're saying. What are you saying?
Oh, I understand. It's okay, Sarah. Everything will be all right. You're good enough, you're smart enough, and people love you.
I can't even figure out how to do this. I guess you go like this.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, she's got a nub.
There's a bunch of nub texts. Our text number, nub texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I have a nub on my hands too.
Oh.
It's from holding my phone. See if your phone lines up.
Oh.
It's because you two are so a nub.
Oh, you're so a nub.
Oh, hold on a second.
Adorable.
That deserves a...
I have the same bump. Oh, fudge, it moved. I have the same bump in the same place. It's a ganglion cyst. It's harmless.
A ganglion cyst? It sounds awful. You got a ganglion cyst.
I had a cyst one time on my wrist, and I don't know what brought it on, but the doctor goes, you know, the thing that checks your reflexes?
The reflexes, yeah.
The doctor goes, hold still. This is going to hurt a little bit. And then he just hammered it. And it hurt more than a little bit. Oh my God,
and
dude.
Then what, did it go away?
It broke it apart. So I don't know if that's
You're kidding me.
No, it
that
broke it up.
That seems like really unprofessional
it
to
was,
me.
It worked. It was broke it right up. He said, all that's just going to
dissipate.
Yep.
Was this a doctor working out of his house?
No, or, this
no?
was
no. This is one of these basement doctors you go to?
A real doctor who said, I got this. Hold still. It hurt like a huckabuck, but it's good.
Thank
done.
God he was accurate and didn't just break your wrist with the thing.
Well, right.
I mean, years of using the reflex thing, I guess. Your aim gets really good with
right.
that.
It's a weapon.
You want to?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play a game?
I would love to.
You get to choose what game you want because I didn't get to the Grammy one. So I got Grammy's beauty tips, true or false, or stories of death, true or false.
You know, I know you worked hard with ChatGPT on Grammys.
I worked hard with ChatGPT on both of them, so they're both.
No, do Grammy.
You want to go for the Grammy one?
You, I saw you practicing your voice and everything, yeah, so I mean.
Been kind of talking about it all morning.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. We'll go Grammys beauty tips. I didn't even have time for it earlier. I ran out of time.
Such a good show.
Yeah. It was a fun show today, actually. I was thinking that I always learn something on this show every day. There'll be some little...
What'd you learn today?
I can't think of anything.
I have a ganglion cyst. Something.
Oh, yeah. Ganglion cyst that gets smashed up with a reflex thing. We should all start taking notes on, like, oh, my God, I just learned something.
I learned that Sarah's life is a lot harder than I ever thought.
I know.
Oh, my God, dude.
Right. Thank you so much for your...
Oh, my God.
Not patronizing at all sympathy. Bitch.
You have to be with your husband that you love so much in your brand
Listen,
new hot tub.
I
can see.
In the grocery store.
I just didn't expect this to be like this daily thing that now was suddenly going to be happening. Like,
I'm sure it's like, you know.
Got time for that.
You got to deal with all the post, you know, coital injuries.
What? What
exactly.
are you talking about?
Right. There's no injuries. He loves you. What's the problem?
Let's let Grammy get you all gussied up. Here we go, kids.
8 freaking minutes.
Kiddos.
Jeez.
Dude, it took longer than that yesterday. I'm like,
don't dude me.
I'm duding you all I want, dude. All right. These are simple true or falses. Are these Grammy's beauty tips or not? So these are, you know, more of those like wives' tales. Putting mayonnaise in your hair makes it shinier. Is that true or false?
True.
Wait, can we get clarification on how this works?
Just true or false. Just yes or no. That's a real thing.
It's a real thing that Grammys say,
that
or
they
it's a
say.
Real thing that is real?
These seem real.
I'm with
these
her.
Seem kind of real.
Know. We need clarification.
These are things Grammys say, and as I'm looking at them, they are definitely like things that are
like some
real, or they're things that are real. Or not real.
Or not real. Okay.
If they're false, they're not real.
I'm saying true.
Putting mayonnaise in your hair makes it shinier. And Vinny said yes to that. And Maddie said yes. And what
does
everybody says real. Well, that one is correct. The oil and eggs can actually condition.
And tasty, too.
Save for later.
Grandpa and Granny.
We're both, yep. Rub and use coffee grounds on your face removes wrinkles. True or false?
Real.
Rub and use coffee grounds on your face removes wrinkles.
I'm gonna say real because it's like a microbe abrasion thing. Yeah.
False.
False is the answer. It does help exfoliate, but it does not remove wrinkles.
With the caffeine, I thought caffeine did something to your skin.
Listen, I don't have a huge long explanation.
I'm gonna need a fact check.
You know what,
Bob?
Go,
just go with
go
the
ahead
game.
And fact, yeah, yeah.
Fact check in Studio 2, please.
Bitter party of one. All right, here we go. Next one. Sleeping with socks full of Vaseline makes your feet feel baby soft. Sleeping with socks full of Vaseline makes your feet feel baby soft.
Absolutely.
True.
Yes.
I'll go false.
Sorry, that's a true one. How could it not? You got Vaseline all over your feet. Cucumber slices on your eyes reduce puffiness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grandmas don't say that. No.
It is a true one. That's
your first clarified mess. It's not just that if grandmas say it. Is it true or not?
That's true. That's what she said.
As an Appalachian, I'm getting a little, the accents, guys. Hey.
You say my accent's too good?
Yeah, you're triggering me. No, I'm saying it's offensive.
All right. Now, all accents are offensive, by the way. It's true. I'll murder you for that. Brushing your teeth with baking soda and ketchup whitens them faster.
True.
No, leave out the ketchup and it would be true. Baking soda and ketchup? You guys, come on, please.
You're actually trick questioning us in Grammy's facts or whatever?
Grammy's beauty tips?
Yeah, whatever they are.
Yeah, turns out I am. Ketchup?
No. That's a pile of horse you know what.
Egg whites make a good DIY face mask. Egg whites, they make a great DIY face mask.
They make great hair gel. They do not make a good face mask. False.
I'm going to say true.
Beep, 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 beep. What's the score?
You're losing. That's Vinny and Maddie both have.
Come
three.
On, Bob. We're trying to keep the
Come
game
on,
moving.
Come on, Bob,
here.
And you have two.
Okay.
Egg whites is how you get your mohawk to
false.
Stand up.
You all say false?
No, yeah. I said true.
Oh, you said true? You're the only one who's right.
Ah,
it tightens
true.
Your skin.
No.
Yeah, it dries out on your skin, tightens it up.
That's what caffeine does.
All right.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Move on.
She's still hung up on the coffee one.
I love her.
Me too. Rubbing raw potato under your arms prevents sweat. Rubbing raw potato under your arms prevents sweat.
I would so smack that potato out of Grammy's hand. Get away from me with that thing.
Going false on that?
I'm going false.
I'll go true.
That's all right. It's false.
I mean, yeah.
We got. I'm on the board.
Matt, you have two somehow. Maddie has five, Vinny has four, and Bobby has two. Applying cold spoons under your eyes can reduce bags. Apply some cold spoons
true.
Under there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it right. That's good. I think I'll two more, all right? Because I like this one. Crushed aspirin mixed with lemon juice can treat acne. Crushed aspirin mixed with lemon juice can treat acne.
False.
Yeah, false.
It's true. They say don't leave it on too long. You can burn your face off, but...
Oh, burn your face off.
Yeah. But if you just want to burn a little zit off...
What does Grammy say time-wise? Are we going...
Oh, she didn't give me a time here. Just like when it starts to burn.
Not too long. Got it.
And the final one, which, Vinny, you could tie this one.
I thought it was up by two.
No, anyway. You're not. Currently, it's 6 for you, 5 for Vinny, and 3 for Bob. Spraying hairspray on your face makes your makeup last longer.
Oh, God.
True. Bob says true.
I'm going to say false.
That can't be good for you.
Yeah,
no,
it can't
false.
Be right.
Yeah, that is correct. And by a score of 6, so it's
Wait,
not
what
true.
What was correct? Is it false? Okay,
it's not
good.
True. Yes.
Right.
Bob, I'm sorry to say, you only got 3 points. Vinny, you got 6 points. And our winner today is Maddie.
He's on the show. He's on the show. It's Maddie. He's on the show. It's Maddie.
You know, I just figured
Don't
out.
Don't talk
oh
over my victory song.
Oh, my God. She's hung up on
it.
It
was at the end. I'm just going to say, I lost this game today. I lost the game yesterday.
Mm.
Both about Grammys, and I've never had a Grammy.
Oh that's why you don't know. You're at a disadvantage.
Sarah wants to be your Grammy.
I do there you want go. To be your Grammy. I'm old enough to be your Grammy. If I had you when I was 15, I had your mother when I was 15.
415 asks, Sarah.
Yara.
Now that you have a hot tub, will Sean and Riley be getting a sibling?
It is that ship has sailed. In case I need to, like, sure? Let me just say definitively
don't,
that's
well,
not happening anymore.
Don't be for sure about that. I mean, maybe where there's hope and fingers are crossed.
Yeah, there will be
and
no.
And lots of sex no. happening.
God. Like, I didn't seriously, get off me,
or
dude.
Anything. You guys should step off.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead. Play your stupid thing again.
Thank you.
He's so bad. Goodbye.
Don't get to do it very often.
Pipe down. That room over there. Be sure to listen all day and tune into Jane's show. She got your chance for Outside Lands and Barry Manilow tickets. And the next time we see you, It's gonna be Friday.
Thank you.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.